from Washington, this is VOA News. Talks in Yemen lead to a possible deal to avoid civil unrest. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. The United Nations envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, says rival political parties, including the Shiite rebels that recently seized power in the majority Sunni country, are getting closer to reaching a deal that could prevent the country from sliding into civil war. Mohammed Al-Basha is a spokesman for the Yemeni embassy in the United States. He spoke with VOA.
This is a welcoming step. It's a positive step after 20-plus days of talks that they were able to reach a consensus.
Al-Basha says there are still major topics that have to be discussed. Somalia's Al-Shabaab Islamic militants have attacked a popular hotel in Mogadishu, killing at least 20 people, including two government officials, and wounding the country's deputy prime minister. For VOA, Mohammed Yusuf reports.
This is the second attack on a hotel in Mogadishu in less than a month. In late January, three people were killed when a suicide car bomber blew himself up at the gate of a hotel housing a Turkish delegation. None of the delegation was injured. Somali officials had just begun looking for ways to improve security within the city because more top foreign government officials have been visiting. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
A VOA reporter in Mogadishu says the first explosion occurred just after guests finished praying Friday at a small mosque inside the central hotel. A second explosion followed, and then gunfire. Eurozone finance ministers agreed Friday to extend Greece's bailout loan program for 4 months, overcoming a Greece-Germany standoff. Greece had requested a six-month extension. The breakthrough sent the global market indices up in Europe and the United States. Stocks in the U.S., Dow was up 154 points, S&P 500 12.85. This is VOA News. The UN Human Rights Office expressed grave concern at the fighting in eastern Ukraine, which it says is taking a heavy toll on civilians caught in the line of fire. The agency accuses pro-Russian rebels of preventing European monitors access to the Debaltseve area, which has been under fierce attack since the ceasefire agreement took effect on February 15th. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from OHCHR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Human Rights Office reports nearly 5,700 people have been killed since mid-April when the conflict erupted between government forces and pro-Russian rebels in eastern Ukraine. While these numbers are dramatic, human rights spokesman Rupert Colville says
the Human Rights Monitoring Unit in Ukraine, our team there, and WHO, who jointly gather these statistics, believe the actual number may be considerably higher.
The United Nations notes fighting decreased in some parts of eastern Ukraine after the February 15th ceasefire, but not in Debaltseve, where separatists continued their attacks until February 18th. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Speaking to reporters Friday in Paris, French President François Hollande and German Chancellor Angela Merkel warned that sanctions could be imposed if the Minsk agreements to stabilize Ukraine are not fully implemented and the ceasefire is not observed. U.S. President Barack Obama's administration is fighting another round in a legal and political squabble over deporting illegal immigrants. White House officials say they will ask for a stay of a judge's order to overturn Mr. Obama's executive actions that would protect many immigrants from legal action. The stay would keep the executive actions in place until the issue is appealed to a higher court. The executive action bypassed Congress and angered many Republicans who took the issue to court. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry travels Sunday to Geneva, where U.S., Iranian, and European negotiators are holding talks on Iran's nuclear program. Kerry will meet with Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins has more.
The nuclear talks between Secretary Kerry and Foreign Minister Zarif are an opportunity to continue to make progress, says State Department spokeswoman Jin Psaki.
We have about 6 weeks here until we're looking at our goal of achieving a political framework.
A new report from the International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran is in compliance with some provisions of a nuclear agreement, but the UN nuclear agency says it remains concerned about the possible existence of undisclosed nuclear-related activities in Iran that could include work linked to the development of a nuclear payload for a missile. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.
There's more on all these stories at our website, voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.